Lucy Haas, and she just won Best Booth. And she's a potter, and the booth number is number 47. So talk to me, Lucy, about what kind of pots you have.
I work all in functional pottery, and it's all soda-fired porcelain. And so it's like glazing, and then during the firing process, you add a glaze to the kiln that makes each piece one of a kind, because it will hit it and then baffle around and kind of play and kiss each pot, depending on where it is.
What kind of kiln do you have?
It's a propane hard brick gas kiln.
Okay. Well, so what makes your booth best?
No, I think that that would have to be the judge's guess. I mean, it's all reclaimed, so I think that that's always appealing to people. And I think it's kind of funny. I just had all the stuff. I'm a, like, the garbage picker runs deep in our family. So it's really great that now it's kind of the DIY is on the upswing.
Because
it's all the stuff that people are like, is she a hoarder? And now it's like, no, it's a beautiful, it's a beautiful booth. So there's ladders and old copper and that kind of stuff to make some fun shelving.
So functional pottery, meaning what kinds of things do you tend to specialize in?
Cups and bowls and that kind of stuff. But I make a lot of like dinnerware. And so it's there's a lot of plates and platters,
really?
And they're all, yeah, like asymmetrical pentagon shapes. They're all hand-built, so they're a little different than your standard throne pottery plate.
So have you been here before?
Yeah, this is my fourth year.
Okay.
Coming up here.
Yeah.
It's always one of my favorites.
And coming up here from where?
Now I'm living down in Faribault, but I've been a full-time traveling artist, so I've been a little here, there, and everywhere over the last five or 6 years. Yeah. Between here and, like, Milwaukee, based out of.
Okay. Now, when you say full-blown traveler, the traveling to do what? More art
fairs? Well, doing a lot of art fairs year-round, but then also after, like, you know, school and having, you know, spending 6 months out of the year traveling, pretty much. You just kind of decide, like, I lived in Milwaukee, and then you're like, oh, I'm going to go back up to Minneapolis for a while. And I got really good at moving studios and being productive everywhere I go.
I imagine that's a bit of a job.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. I'm really happy down in Faribault now. I have, like, roots. I got some roots going on.
So you got your own studio? Or?
I have my own studio, yep, and a little shop down there, and really close to where my kiln is. Like, all last summer, I drove 5 hours to fire my pots from Milwaukee, and my kiln is in Minnesota. So now we're down to 15 minutes. Moving on up in the world.
Well, Lucy Haas, booth 47, potter, best booth. Stop by and see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. It's lovely chatting with you.
Okay, and hope to see you again next year.
Thanks.
Yeah, we have a very happy and, excited Carla Bradley. She's a jeweler and just won Best of Show in booth 31. Congratulations, Carla.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited.
Well, yeah, I would think. Gee whiz. How many years have you been doing jewelry?
I've been doing it now about 7 years.
Okay. Is this the first time you've been here?
Yes. In the art fair, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 7 years and already Best of Show. Well, good for you. Talk to me about the work you do. What is it?
My work is basically completely hand fabricating each piece one at a time. I like to cut all my own stones if I can.
Really?
Cut and polish stones. Yes.
That requires some equipment.
Yes, which, of course, is my favorite thing to buy. I ask for those things for my birthday and Christmas gifts, so
okay.
I'm an unusual woman.
What kind of stone are we talking about?
I love chrysoprase. I don't know, anything colored. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever grabs my eye.
So how do you do that? I mean, there's a facet of stuff, right? I'm assuming you're wearing something. Right.
Actually, I don't facet my stones, but I do cabochons.
Oh, okay.
So it has a flat back and a dome top, and polish them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have like a big 10-inch saw blade, so I can slice big rocks, and then I also have like the polishing wheels.
Oh, okay. I don't know, folks, but I'm talking to a woman here who slices big rocks and doesn't look like that's something you would be doing, but obviously you do. And so where do you work from?
I live in Arden Hills.
Okay.
I grew up actually in Duluth, and then we moved down to the Twin Cities about 25 years ago. And I have a studio in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you find me most days. Almost every day I'm out there working.
Sounds fascinating. And how long does it take you to produce these works? I mean, they're fairly intricate.
Well, it depends on how much I put into it, you know, how much detail that goes into each piece. Because each piece I form the seat for the stone, and put a lot of detail into the texture on the bands, and I like to add gold accents to it. I work mostly with sterling silver and gold.
Uh-huh.
And now I've started working with some diamonds and working on making wedding jewelry too. So
really?
I've been doing a little bit of that, just starting out on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds fascinating to me. It also sounds like there's a big investment involved in it.
Yeah, there is. So over time, I've basically purchased each piece of equipment with the money that I've earned from the sales of my jewelry. And so I just started actually doing art fairs this year. It's my very first year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, aside from art fairs, if people want to see the work, it's in Booth 31 right now, but I mean, people that are on the air and not here, where would they go to see your work?
Well, I have a studio in the Northrop King Building, which is in Northeast Minneapolis Art District.
Yep.
And then I have some jewelry at a little jewelry store called New Guild Jewelers in Linden Hills. I have some work in Duluth at Waters of Superior.
Oh, sure.
And then, of course, you can always find me on Etsy and Instagram and Facebook, you know, all the different types of internet.
Oh, man. You got a web page?
No.
No, well,
I'm
Instagram.
Really bad. That's the worst part. I need like a web designer. Anybody out there can help me?
Okay. Well, congratulations, Carla Bradley. She is best of show. Her jewelry is on display many number of places, but particularly if you're here right now, today and tomorrow, it's in Booth 31. And I'll bet there's a sign out there that says best of show.
Yes. Very honored.
And I have to say, she was pretty excited when she sat down here. And we're excited for you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Good luck.
Thanks.